Welcome to Coochie Conversations, where we give you the real on all things women's health, spirituality, and motherhood. Empowering women to have sovereignty over themselves, we shine light on the disparities that women face daily as divine feminine beings. So steep your favorite tea, roll up your favorite smoke blend, and tune into this week's episode of Coochie Conversations. Peace and blessings, tribe. It's your girl, Bianca Pittman, aka your Coochie Shiro, giving you a fresh Coochie Conversations episode. Today, alongside my lovely co-host, Joanne, we have a very, very special guest on the pod today. She is an author, a media mogul, and owner of BFF Cosmetics, and my baby sis, Bianca B. Thank you so much for joining us today, B.
Hi, thank you.
It's been a long time coming. You know, I've been wanting to have you on the pod, and today we are finally getting in our woman's health bag with you.
Yes.
Cover birth control. We're going to talk about our birth control experiences, the different type of birth control methods, why, you know, we are either still on birth control, no longer on birth control. I feel like this is an important conversation because so many people are misguided when it comes to birth control, not to birth control shame, but just a lot of people are, they're not taking the precautions that are necessary when it comes to choosing the right birth control for them. So there's, you know, there's hormonal methods, which can be pills, implants, shots, and things like that. There's barrier methods, which can be like condoms, diaphragms, cervical caps, female condoms. There's spermicides, there's IUDs. So there's like a whole plethora of birth control. It's kind of like you go down, you know, the aisle of a store and you see all these different types of medications. And it's like, well, which one is for me? Let's even take it back further to like the fundamental, like how birth control was even invented. So basically,
and how was it conceived?
Yeah, how birth control was conceived. So in the 1960s, it became like a very liberating and revolutionary thing for women to have autonomy over their bodies. Women were so used to being the stay-at-home moms and having children. And once this pill came out, it became like, wow, we have options. Like, wow, I can actually like follow my dreams and like I can actually have sex and nobody really knows when I'm ovulating. It became something that was supposed to be temporary, to where now more than 12 million women are on birth control. And more than 80% of women is going to use birth control at some point in her reproductive years.
Wow.
So birth control was started by two guys, Rock and Pincus. They were two men. One was from, I think, Massachusetts. And they started this series of testing women in Puerto Rico. Basically, they tested like 132 women, I think, in Puerto Rico over a 12-month period, and they couldn't really get it FDA approved in America, but since birth control was kind of legal over there, they decided to go to Puerto Rico and like the urban areas and really try to test these birth control methods on minority women, basically. So one, I think it was one out of the eight women passed away from suicide, basically, because, you know, if you have birth control before, you know that the mood swings and stuff can be crazy. And they were like 1,000 lawsuits over the years just for like the NuvaRing alone. Yeah. So basically, when birth control was created, it didn't have a period inside of it. So it kind of turned most women off from wanting to take the birth control because they didn't find it normal for them to not have a period.
Right.
I always say, and you might have heard me say before, like when you're on birth control, you don't get a real period. Mm-hmm. And it's technically because your hormones are shut down. So basically, doctors feel like you don't need to ovulate unless you're trying to get pregnant. when in reality, these hormones and things like your progesterone, your testosterone, your estrogen, you need those just to have a healthy lifestyle. Like, so I was put on birth control at 17 years old. I didn't get my period yet, and I was basically put on the birth control pill to get my period, to have a regulated menstrual cycle. It wasn't because I was trying to get pregnant or anything like that. It was just because I didn't get my period at all. I tried every birth control method, basically. Well, I tried the patch, I tried the pill, I've tried the NuvaRing, and I've tried another pill. All of them, I've had horrible side effects, pretty bad mood swings, depression. Yeah, and the list just goes on. Now, when I was 7 months pregnant, the doctor comes in and she's like, "Well, what are you gonna do for birth control?" And I'm like, "Well, can I have my baby first? Like,
That's
you're
crazy.
really asking me about like preventative measures, but who said that like I wasn't trying to have a big family?" Like, they don't ask you these things, you know. And in the urban areas, we have abortion clinics or birth control, and in the richer areas, they have fertility clinics. And a lot of these birth controls were created to sterilize minority women. So there's this book called, so I want you to talk about your experience with your birth control.
So once I first started having sex and actually thinking about having sex at like 18, my roommate, she was on the next one on, and so she had recommended me to get on it too. But when I went to the doctor, I went to just Planned Parenthood. I asked them, well, like, can I just try birth control like the regular pill? So I took the pill for like a month. I feel like I gained weight from the pill when I first tried it, and then I stopped. And then about, I'll say like 4 or 5 years later, or probably less than that. When did I get on it? Like 2014. So probably like 3 years after, I got the next one on. And the next one on, it's an injection that goes in your arm. It's like a little chip. It feels like a, it's weird. It's weird. It's like a little chip. And I put it in. And when I tell you, I'm naturally an emotional person, but this like made it super, super like 10 times emotional and like super depressed. And I'm not a depressed person. I'm naturally a happy person. So I noticed immediately how different my body was becoming. And my period would be like 2 weeks long. I already have a very strong period. My periods are 7 days. It's been this way since I was 13. 7 days, tampon and pad. Like that's how heavy my bleeding is. So the next one on like made it long and like just painful. Like just, and I was on it for like 4 years. So once I got off of it, I immediately dropped weight. My moods were so much better. And then I recently went to the gynecologist like this month, like two, was that last week? I think it was last week, either 2 weeks ago when I talked to you. It's
Last
like
week.
2 weeks. Yeah, last week. And she was trying to get me on a pill because I have very low iron and my blood cells are very like low. And so I was like, I would take the iron pills, but I'll try the birth control, but I don't think I'm gonna take it. So she recommended Yas. So she put in a prescription for Yas. And I did not take it. It's still sitting here.
Didn't even explain
And
what that was.
right. She said no, but
Right.
when I talked to her, I was like, well, I was on the next one on and I didn't like it, and it made me feel, depressed. And she was like, well, Yas is a really good antidepressant and like,
So the thing about Yaz is Yaz was the first FDA approved pill that promised help with pregnancy, but also with depression and mood swings and bloating and all that stuff. So it had a lot of promises. But a lot of women also had adverse effects on Yaz. It was taken off the market, and then they have like a fourth or third generation. It's not Yaz. I think it's what, Mirena? Mirena? Yeah, the Mirena method or whatever. So like Yeah, a lot of these doctors prescribe Yaz as the
The one
magic
that doesn't,
pill
yeah, the one that
because
doesn't make
it's,
you moody.
yeah, because
The
it's not
best
exactly,
birth control.
it's not making you moody.
Yeah, and so then of course I went to TikTok and all the girlies were like, no, don't take Yaz.
Yeah, no, because like it was, they were saying that NuvaRing users were 56% increased risk of blood clots and was compared to older second generation products, and Yaz had 71% increased risk of blood clots. So a lot of women have pulmonary embolisms from taking these birth control methods. There was this one girl who she went out with her, where her, I think her sisters, they went clubbing and stuff, and like she didn't want to dance that night. She was just like, no, I don't feel good or whatever. And then all of a sudden she just like kind of like passed out. And they took her to the hospital and she didn't make it. And they were like, is she on any like medication? And everybody kept saying no. But then the mom was like, oh yeah, she's on Yaz. Like she's on Yaz birth control. And after like doing a bunch of tests and stuff, they realized that she had a pulmonary embolism from the birth control. So it's like these doctors, they just tell you, you know, take this pill or do this plan or whatever, but they're not telling you, you know, the side effects and the risk that you're taking when you're doing anything. You know, when you have a pack of cigarettes, it says that it can kill you on the packet. But when you open up your birth control, there's this long paper of the smallest, you know, font, and you can
A
barely read.
tiny booklet, girl.
Right. Like you can barely read what you're ingesting in your body, you know? And I met this girl. She was like 25 and she had never been to the gynecologist before, but she was on birth control. So I'm like, how are you on birth control, but you never been to the gynecologist? And why are you 25 and never been to the gynecologist? And she said she was on birth control because they was passing it out at in college on the campus.
That's crazy.
So
That's
now, like, they're even in high schools, like your daughter could be on birth control and you not even know because she got it from the nurse.
Well, it depends on the parent because I found out the day my daughter came home with hers.
Are you serious? Wow. That's insane. You
No,
should.
like, I wish they were like underlying things. I wish there was like a cushion to the story. You know, my daughter went in for one thing and the solution was, and then it was all like, oh, this is between us. You
Right,
know,
don't tell your mom. You don't have to
provide
see your
your
mom.
choice. But it's like, it's this false sense of autonomy because I really feel like being pregnant and being in control of when you get pregnant isn't a symptomatic thing. It's not something you need medication for or
Yeah.
like medical prevention for. It's really about just self-control and the moon phases. But, you know, they don't teach you to empower yourself to make better
Right.
decisions. They
Yeah.
teach you it's okay to get taken advantage of, but you could erase it. You know, they don't teach some of
Yeah.
the other underlying things. Like, they don't empower the female voice. Because if we were
It's
empowered
not
and we
so
knew
birth control.
ourselves, we wouldn't need to prevent what would naturally our bodies are created to do.
Right, like birth control is supposed to like they were so, women supposed to feel so liberated and empowered when birth control originally came out, but now it's like it's a genocide, low key.
It's
You
a
know?
give this, let's give this person a pill and let's see what
Especially, you
happens.
know, if you're of a certain minority, because like Margaret Sanger, she's an American birth control activist, and she's the founder, I want to say, of Planned Parenthood. And she's all with the, you know, with the birth control movement, but it was all about like epigenetics, which is like if your child is born, you know, with any type of deficiencies and things like that, they don't feel like you should be able to have children. So they will put you on birth control to kind of sterilize you so you won't be able to produce more children like this into the world.
And you know what's interesting? Sorry to cut you off. What I've noticed too, and this may be due to birth control and women being on birth control in the past, but a lot of children also are having autism.
Autism.
And I don't, is that, is, has there been a study with birth control
There
impacting?
is a direct correlation between children who are tested for ADHD with women who have fibroids and women who have uterine cancer. It's all under one tree. And it's funny because a lot of women's reproductive issues stem from hormonal blockages due to what?
But
Birth
that
control.
because their endocrine, like their hormonal dis there's horm their hormone disruptors. So it's between the birth control and the vaccines because all of that are hormone disruptors. So
Special love and light to the women who got both.
right.
Because they are strangers inside their body. I have somebody who's a dear friend of mine. She doesn't understand what's going on. And I sound all woo 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 and holistic and hoodoo when I tell her, girl, you are vaccinated and you're controlled.
And it's not, it, I mean, call a
It's a
spade a
stranger in
spade.
your house. Like,
Yeah, there's uproar, you know? And it's like you put on this pill or whatever to shut down your hormones.
yeah.
And then you don't feel you're cutting off something that's you're synced with nature by nature. So you're cutting yourself off from nature. So it's like when I talk about like the white moon cycle and the red moon cycle and when do you get your period and stuff like that. And like women on birth control, they can't sync to the moon because technically they don't ovulate. So the only time you can really ovulate, I mean, yeah, the only time you ovulate is if you're off of birth control. So that shuts down your ovulation. And then when you try to get off of it and you want to get pregnant, sometimes it takes even longer for you to get pregnant because now your body has to learn how to have a period that it didn't have for all these years. And then the birth control also becomes like a blanket. So it's like, oh, you have bad periods? Take this pill. Oh, you have acne? Take this pill. But it's like, what is, for me, I had polycystic ovarian syndrome. What is the underlying cause of me having polycystic ovarian syndrome? You giving me a birth control pill and me seeing blood in my panties every month is not a real period. So how do I get a real period? Then it's like, well, how do you know all this information? So now, because I knew so much information, they didn't really know how to, because it's all for me to get on the pill. So now I'm like, you know, going back and forth with them and they see that I'm knowledgeable and it's like, oh, you read? So now I don't even know how to like, you know, get you to get on this pill. So
Isn't that whack how threatening you are because you know something? It's really designed for us to be blind. Bianca gave us homework this week. I don't know if you watched the beat, but she gave us homework to watch this documentary about birth control. And none of the women that were interviewed knew exactly what they were on. Oh, my doctor. That white coat gives you a veil of trust, and it's so misleading. And it's so dangerous.
And it's like this white coat comes in a room and spends 10 minutes with me in a body that I've been in for 30 something years. And you're trying to tell me about my body. And you're trying to tell me, like, this is what you need to do. I mean, granted, that's how it's supposed to be, as far, but it should be more of a relationship where you feel like I'm your peer and we can have this conversation as opposed
And
to.
collaborate with my care.
As opposed to you feeling like I'm the doctor, you're the patient, I know what I'm talking about, you need to do what I said, and that's it. Like,
And I'm gonna be honest, I was one of those people who was dumb with my body until I met you and we started doing the yoni steams and you really started educating me on the body and how just a yoni steam can make your periods less, you know. And if I didn't know that education now being 30 now, like, I mean, blessings to you for teaching me that because a lot of women aren't educated in their bodies. They think, oh, I go to a gynecologist. They're educated, they're gonna give me a pill. But honestly, on a spiritual level, if I didn't know what I knew, I could have just been like, yeah, I'll take the gas pill. Yeah, sure.
And then
And a
my
part of me was like, oh, should I take the pill? And I was like, no, fuck that. What is your spiritual guide
they don't even
telling
ask
you?
you like, okay, if are you vaccinated? Not you. And are you vaccinated? Because maybe this might go against your vaccination. You know what I mean? Some people are having blood clots and stuff just from being vaccinated. Now you give me a birth control pill that's
I didn't
inducing
think about
blood
that.
clots,
That's
and
in
now I'm
a
like.
fucking collage with other things in my body. What if I got high blood pressure, hypertension, my grandmother was sick, and then you're not doing any forensic, and you're not drawing blood.
No.
You put the F on my chart and you're giving me something to shut my womb up.
That's it. You just suppressing the womb. You just drugging the womb. So the thing about the Noraplan is kind of like the Depo shot, where they both were created to sterilize Black and minority women. So the Noraplan, yeah, I know. Yeah. So the Noraplan suppresses ovulation, thickens the cervical mucus. To prevent the sperm from being able to make it to the egg. And what do you have it in for? 4 years?
I had the next one for 4 years.
Four years.
Funny enough,
So
that one—that's the one that dries the vagina out the most. And a dry vagina is a bacteria-riddled vagina, which is an unbalanced vagina. So they tell you, "Oh, you're not gonna get pregnant, but you could almost die." Like, and it's, you know
Right.
what
So in
I mean? Like, it's funny.
during the Nexplanon days, like of their test trials, they went into like crack neighborhoods in California, and was paying women $200 to take this Norplant implant. This one lady I had mentioned on Coochie Conversations the other day, she was in court for, I think she was from Oklahoma. She was in court for abusing her child, and she was about to do like some years in jail. And her plea, they gave her a plea that if you implanted this Nexplanon injection for 3 months, 3 months to 3 years, we'll give you 6 months probation. And she said, okay. And she went to the doctor, and the doctor told her she can't do it because she's pre-diabetic, she's overweight, and all these things, all these risk factors that her doctor, that the courts didn't mention, so she was like, I can't do it because my doctor said X, Y, and Z. And they said, well, if you don't do it, you're going to jail. And she ended up doing it. So the thing about the Nexplanon pill, I mean, the Norplant, is also too that it's cheap to insert, but it's expensive to get taken out. So
Oh
a
my God, let me tell you, getting that taken out, when I tell you I was gushing out blood, like gushing out blood. Like my friend Jessica was with me when I got it out like a Friday and we hung out Saturday. I like was gushing, like I had a tampon in and a pad, but just like I probably went through a whole box of Super Plus.
That was all the periods where that was suppressed.
Yes. Literally, like
Oh.
pushing. When I tell you, blah, blah, like
Oh my
tons of
God.
blood, like it was
You weak? Like,
insane.
how was your body feeling?
My body felt weak. And that day we had one that drinks and hookah and all that stuff, you know. But I didn't think like, oh, I'm getting this taken out that I'm about to be gushing out blood. But it was so.
So
When I tell
how, and it must have happened like right then, like immediately, like within a day.
Yes, immediately, like that. And I'm like, why the fuck am I bleeding
Your
like this?
womb had to reset. She was
But
like,
it shows
oh,
you how powerful your hormones are and how they were suppressed for so long. And as soon as you took it out, it was like boom. Like now I
yeah.
gotta, but and then it's like now I gotta get back to work, but now I gotta overwork.
Yeah. It
So,
was very
and
scary. Is that
isn't
something
it, well, is that something that your insurance paid for to take out? Or because I know they say that it costs like $500 to get removed, and a lot of women end up having it in their bodies longer than they want because they can't afford to get it taken out.
It didn't cost me $500. I was also under my mom's insurance during
Okay, so maybe
that
like
time.
out of pocket it would
Yeah,
probably
it wasn't that much.
What I do find is that because there's systemic like limitations for women and choices, they make it they present it like it's the only option or the safest option or the best option, and they implement it into a conversation about your care. So like when I was first introduced to birth control, it was before I had gotten pregnant with my daughter. My daughter's about to be 16 in May, and it was the scariest thing because they're telling me something about my body. It is the best form of gaslighting and manipulation because they're experts on what you happen to be walking around with, but they went to school, so they know something that you don't know. So I can't go to school to learn my body the way you know my body, doctor. Right? So that they already give you that juxtapose of like, I gotta lean on you and trust you because you're telling me something that I don't know. And they leverage that with, this is what's best for you. Oh yeah, you're 19. Oh, you're this age. You need this. And it's like, they have a specific way to target a certain age bracket of woman. And they know certain vulnerabilities to have us get concerned to where they corner us. I was talking to a friend the other day and she was trying to say like that she really didn't have an option of what birth control to pick. Because certain doctors' offices have certain ones. And she was saying like she was trying to talk, but I was like, I heard her, but I didn't want to speak because it was my situation too. Like my doctor told me this is what we're gonna do. Right? It's a care plan. You don't question the prescription. You didn't go to doctor school.
And I did, and that was my pro. Yeah, they didn't like that.
And they gaslight you because it's like, well, doctor, how much did they tell my doctor I feel funky when the moon come out? Like, they don't want to hear that. They're gonna pop their little white collar and be like, well, actually, that's an
Well,
important
yeah,
balance.
and then
Here's a
don't
pill
say
for
that you
that and a
Googled
pill for
nothing.
side
Don't
effects.
say that you try to self-diagnose or anything like that, because then it's like, you definitely don't know what you're talking about.
The real ones respect it because like recently I had got a coochie cold and I went down to the doctor myself, and I went like after 12 days when I was already in my healing. They prescribed me over-the-counter things, and I feel like every time that happens I'm like, is bullshit. I hate
Yeah.
knowing that. So like I stayed sick the whole 12 days and I'll go and I'm like,
I had all this at home.
it off.
Got it.
And
So
I'm like,
as spiritual healers, and do you feel like do you are you like don't you you're not team taking any type of drugs that the doctor prescribed you?
I'm team what's best for me. And I'm team teaching my daughter how to listen to her body. Because you might need iodine for a cut, and iodine is not going to be in the Botanica. You know what I mean? I'm a hybrid. I'm a new age spiritualist where I'm very clear that Christ is king, but he ain't coming down right now to heal this cancer. He ain't coming around right now to like, to unbreak my toe. So there's gonna be remedies that I have to look for indigenously or like innately. But like my family is a family of healers, like herbology wise. We're big on horticulture. We have land and all the things. So I'm on the herbal side of things. I'm on the earth is a remedy. I'm on the nurture, not na I'm on the nurturing with nature. But that I don't shun the medical industry because my mom was in the medical industry.
I feel like it's a time and a place for things. I feel like I do go to the doctor, but I'm always going to try to do something natural first.
Got it.
My first thing, and if I can't, then yeah, I will go to modern medicine. I do feel like Eastern and Western medicine can be combined in certain things, right? Like just like we talk about like C-sections and stuff. I'm not pro C-section, I'm pro natural birth, but there are times when you need a C-section. The fact that there's just so many C-sections performed, just like there's so many people on the birth control pill, takes away the validity of why you need this, because it just seems like, all black women are on birth control, all black women are getting cesareans or whatever. So I just feel like it's a time and a place. And I like to try the natural route first, and if I can't, then I will, go the medical route. But also just not into having to take something for one thing and then that's going to make something else happen. Like if I have a toothache, I take, medication and now I got a yeast infection. Now I got to take something. Like I'm not into that when I could just find the root cause of things and I don't have to compromise my body in other ways. As far as
I
birth
grew up with
control.
pain, chew some clove and take a nap. Yeah, but like in but I feel like because the, like I don't know, maybe it's because it's my new year. I don't know, but the older I get and the more into like the work and the root of things I get, I can kind of almost smell the medicine on people. Like, all right, follow me. There are some moments where I know for sure my boyfriend is a C-section baby. He did not get all the oxygen coming out.
And there's just a certain
He didn't
fluid
get all
that
the
you get.
oxygen coming out the womb. I know
It's
he did.
also a certain fluid that you get from the womb, from the vaginal canal coming out. And there's some studies that say that ADHD is kind of higher in cesareans because they didn't come through the vaginal canal and get that bacteria
And
that's
that's how you get delayed diagnosis because people think they're so well versed in certain things. Like, oh, I went to the doctor. I got a C-section. No, but your baby is high risk right now. Like, you literally put him in the direct line of fire for things that you had no idea because of medical intervention. And we're not saying just push away medical intervention. We're saying use your best knowledge, and the best knowledge you
Knowing
can
your
have is
body
knowledge
is
of
just not exactly knowledge of self. Knowing your body is super, super important. And
integral.
sometimes we take these medications and it shuts down our relationship with our body. So like your period is your fifth vital sign. Just like, you can tell a lot with your heart, you can tell from your liver, you can tell from your kidneys, your gut, your period is just as vital. And for us to shut that down is not healthy. You can learn a lot by just looking at your period, how the what the color of the blood is, how much, how thick it
And
is.
who you're having sex with while you're on your period. Not
No, yeah. You know,
yeah.
and taking in those emotions of people while you're on,
Exactly.
like you're having sex throughout the month. You may not be talking about having sex on your actual period.
Period,
You're
yes.
having sex throughout your menstrual cycle, and throughout that month, you don't realize the energies that you're transferring. And you may have your period that month, and it may be extremely painful. And you realize, like,
It's like,
it's a
oh, but the
culmination
fact
of,
that sometimes I sound like a C-section baby.
but
Yeah,
you took on
I'm a
somebody.
C-section baby.
You a C-section baby?
Yes. I know what thing or two. You like to act like you don't know what's going on?
Oh
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know much about algebra, but I know one plus one is two.
Yeah.
And who I lay with
Jeez,
at night, I be sounding like a sound. I see touching baby sometimes. I be sounding like a mother didn't push me out. I be sounding like him sometimes.
I put my mom through hell with
In
my
labor.
yes.
See, like, so I just, I don't know. I feel like, with the C-sections, it's just, I mean, she probably needed one after you putting her through hell. It was
Yeah,
probably
she
like,
had very high blood pressure,
oh
which
yeah,
I have
preeclampsia.
now. Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful because, they're trying to put you on these medications and stuff. You already have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the fact that they're known for causing like these pulmonary embolisms and stuff. And like I think a couple people had passed away on the NuvaRing, and they had that was when they had the 1,000 lawsuits, and they didn't even have enough money to pay out everybody because so many people had lawsuits against them when it came to blood clots and heart
That's
attack. So, I just like I said, I'm pro syncing with the cycles of nature. I'm pro, knowing my menstrual cycle, knowing when I'm ovulating, knowing that I can't get pregnant every day in my menstrual cycle. Those things are really important. And like in a graph, if you look like at there's this graph, and it shows like how many people take like IUD. So it's like 13% of people on IUD, 8% on the pill, 7% use male condoms, 4% injectable, -3% do withdrawal method, 2.6% does rhythm method, which is you knowing your cycles based off
the
of.
withdrawal method, pull out, Bianca.
Yes, pull out. Yes.
People
Negative.
still pull out.
Listen, I don't. Listen, I'm scared now. So, and 34% are not on. 36% are not on contraceptive. I just think that, like I said, I'm not here to make any decisions for anybody when it comes to their bodies and what they should do. But just know your options and know your body and know what you can do as opposed to don't go on something because your friend is on it, because your
Yeah.
mom is on it. Like my mom was on Depo and she bled the entire 3 months. She lost her hair. My aunt was on it. She got fat and she was bleeding and losing her hair. So like it just affects people differently. And not to mention, like a lot of people don't know about, they tell us to go on these birth controls, but they don't tell us what it's doing to our bodies as far
Yeah.
as depleting us of vital nutrients and minerals. So like you become zinc deficient, you become iron deficient, you become magnesium deficient, vitamin B deficient. Seven. And
Bone
your
density
ovaries
compromised.
become enlarged, and like some women's clits become bigger from certain hormonal birth control. Not to mention your whole like biological makeup is different. Like you can be depressed, but you can also not know yourself to where you might not even you might be on birth control for 5 years and be with your man and get off birth control and realize you never liked him.
Ooh.
That's not birth control, girl, but we're gonna talk about that in another episode.
Oh, that's
I don't
deep.
got 50 parts for what that is, but we're gonna get there.
But
Oh,
like it fucks with your moods, it fucks with how you look at people, it fucks with your lifestyle. Like, it's it can be a whirlwind of things. So I just want people to weigh their options when they decide to, go on contraceptive. But like I said, I really wish that women having autonomy and power, empowering yourself with your body is knowing your body and knowing your cycles. Everybody should know when they what their follicular phase is, luteal phase is, when they're ovulating. That's knowing your body, not or that's having control over your body, not going on some pill that was created by two men or any birth control that was created by a man that like, they don't really care about what it's doing to the female body because this is a patriarchal society. Like
I think it's part of I think it's part of the whole like campaign to like mute your own personal voice and go by what like, and it's like, here I go. This is not too far down the rabbit hole. It kind of like it this it affects the woman's decision making. So like if we lean on a man or we lean on a doctor, then we have to find an outward source to decide other things, like what to eat or what to wear or to not or to actually abort a baby. Like they're just weakening our position in decision making and or our autonomy. And it's just very, very like the HR language that PR that the AR that HR talk like has recently explained instead of saying what I had said. You know what I mean? Like find like verbal traps to teach even young women how to second guess themselves or to look for outward sources for validation or for information that they should innately know. And I think it's systemic. I think there's a language that they're teaching young women, like to depend on someone else for to make a decision, or to like include other opinions or to
People
include other
in
statistics in
your,
their opinion. So
yeah,
if we're all going on TikTok for pads, the popular ad is going to be in front of us. Like, you know how many times we look at something on Google and the sponsored ad come first? It's not the answer to what we were looking for. It's the person who paid to be visible by somebody who's looking
like
for something.
you, right?
Right. And they know us by a sign because they have AI, they have technology. They ask us questions that we don't even know we're answering. Like the period app is a great way to prove what I'm saying. Like they teach you like, oh, we're gonna teach you how to stay organized with your period. But they're collecting data on the Black woman cycle. And now they know how to market directly to you.
Right,
I
exactly.
know your language.
I really want to create an app. Like that's my goal, to create an app. It will be based off the moon cycles and everything, but
It's to
really
support women,
giving
not to
you,
confuse them, you
yeah,
know?
exactly. Really giving you the liberation that you need as far as learning your body, because what we're taught is not
And for
at
me, like, I'm super passionate about this topic, but also women's health, because I am a woman.
all.
But before I even got here with my daughter, I was already like this. It was almost like I was born to have a daughter. Before I even had a daughter, I sissed really hard. So like me having a daughter, it just amplified. Like it's just a continuation of my already existing trailblazing. Like it has to make sense for her.
Like my thing was, had first of all, they don't even give you a time frame of how long you need to be on this method. So for me, I never got a period naturally. So their prescription is go on this pill, go on this method or whatever, so you can get your period, regardless if it's real or fake. You're gonna see blood, go on it. They're not telling me how long I have to be on it. So what if I wanted to have kids? I would have to been on this birth control forever just to receive a period that's not even a real period, and then I'm never gonna be able to have kids. So, like the lady that I told you, the lady had the IUD for 20 years. 20 years. How could you go to your gynecologist every year and they know that you have this thing in you for 20 years? And she took it out because she saw me posting about yoni steaming. And she was like, I don't know this lady from Canapan. She was like, you really inspired me to take my IUD out. I had it in for 20 years. I don't know how my periods are gonna be when I take it out, but I'm ready. She took it out, she started yoni steaming, and she loved it, and she never went back. But I'm like, good for her for taking it out. But like, so many other women are just stuck on birth control.
How
And
do we liberate them? How do we free
I was
them?
told if I didn't get a natural period, if I didn't get six natural periods in a year, I was prone to breast cancer and uterine cancer. I said, but if I'm on this birth control for too long, I'm prone to breast cancer and uterine cancer just as well. So you're not really telling me nothing. And then what if I want to get pregnant? So then I just can't have kids.
So you never had a period ever?
So I got maybe three periods naturally from the age of conception till 28. Three natural periods. But I was on birth control I got on the pill when I was 17. I got on the NuvaRing ring when I was 19. Then I had the patch, turned my skin green. I was getting heartburn, heart palpitations. Then I went on another pill. I was getting moody and being a bitch. And then I just stopped. And then when I stopped, my period stopped. And I might have got three periods within like an 8 year time span, actually. And then when I was 28, I started yoni steaming. And I've gotten a consistent period since then. And then that's when I was able to have seven, because if I was still on birth control, I would never been able to have a baby. So I was always told that I was like infertile and I had to just be on birth control. So that's my thing, is like, it doesn't get to the underlying cause of why we have fibroids, why we have endometriosis, why we have PCOS. why you have these menorrhagia, these really painful periods or long periods. It's just like a magic pill, take this and you're gonna feel better. And
I
I
wish
think
there was a better care plan to like prevent those things because I think hormonally we take on a lot as far as our environmental factors, things we eat, things we're ingesting, the smog of the cities we live in, like those things really like incubate in our system in a, like in a different way than in a man, and those are contributing factors. So like the fact that you're putting birth control on top of things that you're not stopping is, you know what I mean? Like it's like if you know your soy products is really gonna give you them really hormonal, really weird hormonal growths, your doctor's not gonna tell you to stop eating soy. They're gonna give you birth control and you're gonna still have soy and then you're still gonna have the same issue, but on top of the birth control issues, like
But you're always coming back for the birth control. So you're always coming back to Big Pharma. You're always paying into the birth control. When you do something natural, because I told the doctor, I said, I'm not going to go on birth control. I'm just going to yoni steam. He was like, what's that? And I told him, he said, I don't think you should do that. And I was like, well, I'm going to try it anyway. And within 4 days, I had a period. And I've never had to go on birth control ever since. And prior to when I was on birth control, I had the most painful periods in my life. I thought I had a demon inside of me. Like, I'm like, most people go on birth control so they don't have no painful periods. I had the most painful periods in my life. And then I started yoni steaming and realized, wow, I don't have to have painful periods. And that's why I really am adamant about teaching women about, periods are not supposed to be painful.
or even the
And
herbal blend that you use. I mean, I know it's proprietary. We're not going to go into the all the list of ingredients or like, you know, the amount of the ingredients, but like the fact that you curate specific herbs for specific needs that we all have as women, like things that fortify the blood, things that fortify the pelvic floor, things that fortify, you know, the platelets, you know, things that fortify the flora so that we can create our own that balance our pH. Like these are things that keep the skin down there supple and hydrated, but also functional because a vagina is more than a hole, okay? You secrete from there, your body, like, you know, what's the better word? I'm not gonna say like it's not a kidney. I'm saying like, you know, a lot of things go down
yeah.
and go through our wombs and but gets processed through our womb. And I
Just
think that
like
Big Pharma knows that.
everything needs a detox. We detox our skin, we detox our lungs, we detox
Yeah.
kidneys, but why doesn't your womb need to detox?
Yeah.
We have
And
a
I
lot.
think Big Pharma knows that. That's why they keep us in the dark with certain things. And like they'll do the facade, like you know, the Aveeno, big farm, big corporations were like, including aloe. How much aloe is in that lotion?
A tiny. So, I used to work for, a company where I helped them develop their products. And I realized like they really put like a very minute amount of things
Just
into
to say they
just
did.
to say that it was in there, So it's a lot of it's everything is like so misleading. And that's why you have to have
Is.
discern as a just as a spiritual being, this is why you have to have discernment and know when people are just playing in your face.
Yeah. And
Because
studying your body. Like, and we when we say get to know yourself, it doesn't mean just sitting in the mirror, you know. It means spending time with yourself, knowing your body reacts to certain things, you know, introducing different things to your body that you like I think you were saying earlier that you had a funny aversion and a funny reaction to something you ate earlier, and you're like, maybe I shouldn't eat that no more. And then you have to notice that pattern and say you're not gonna eat it no more. But if you're not paying attention to yourself, you can, oh, I'm just angry, oh, you know, I'm anxious or I'm angry or I need a nap. And it wasn't just those things. You notice the pattern change when you introduce something different to your diet. And that's what we mean by taking care of yourself. Pay attention to what you're ingesting more than what you eat. What do you put on your scalp? What do you know, like even just now I did my hair on this but you know, like I didn't put nothing on my hair.
right.
I got 4C hair. I know how to do my hair. Like I'm not gonna sit in nobody's salon. I'm not,
Period.
because I know my hair. I
Right.
would have been there for 5 hours getting tugged and pulled
Yep.
in 5 different directions. I
Girl,
know I
he's
gotta.
like, girl, that's not how you do it.
Right. And it's like, and then they're gonna get mad because I'm not a
You know
licensed.
me, I'm a hairstylist. They
Like,
hate when I sit in their chair. I'd be like, nah, you ain't go to school because that's how you, I saw you just brushed my hair. You ain't never go to school.
and it's like, you saw my shrinkage when we started, girl. I know what to do with my hair. Like,
Real
you gotta know
quick,
your body.
B.
And it doesn't mean protest at the doctor's office because you shouldn't go if you gotta protest. We're saying, like, just know your body in the capacity that you can make the best decisions for your body.
And I think also, you know, having people who are educated, like you guys, and like just really having those spiritual healers, by your side as well. Like you can go to the doctor, but also make sure you have, I'm an advocate of spiritual healer, therapist, of your doctor. Like, I'm like, team, have
Right.
everything.
Yeah, you gotta
A
have
team full
important.
spectrum.
You gotta
Yeah.
have a full spectrum toolkit. So
Yeah.
B, real quick, you took your Nexplanon out, and then how soon after that did you start yoni steaming?
That was in 2018. So I think 2 years after, because we started in 2020. So
Yeah,
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 about
yeah,
two
yeah.
years after. Yeah.
Okay, so what was your period like? Do you get a period on next month?
Again, it was 2 weeks. My periods will be 2 weeks long.
Every time.
Every
Every
time.
month.
Every
So,
month.
okay, so you had 2 weeks long periods on it, then you got off of it, and how long were the periods?
It went back to 7 days.
7 days. And
Yeah.
then you got
You
it.
know why? It was one period, one week for the drug, 1 week for your body.
Right.
Right.
Your body said, I'ma do it. I'm gonna do
I'ma
it
do
all.
it regardless.
Yeah.
I said it
So
first.
I never thought about it from that perspective. And then when I did, sometimes when I would really do the yoni steam like heavily, my periods could be 5 to 6 days instead of 7. And then, during that time I was in that relationship. So my period was like mad heavy. And then once that relationship ended, it was light.
Right,
I
realize.
stopped
Oh,
throwing up.
that's no
I'm gonna
coincidence.
do another episode on sacred energy transfer and how it can affect your period.
And your relationship. Amen, friends. What I would add to that is when I did when I was on birth control, before I had my daughter, I was on Depo. I started when I was 18 years old. That's when I, first became active. And I was on it for about 2 years, and I didn't like the way I felt. I was blowing up. I was irritated. I was angry. My hair was breaking off. I didn't understand. Like, I had just got out of high school, and I had hair all my life. Like, I could not cut my hair sooner. And the minute I get on this drug, like, I had to keep my hair short. And I'm a person that like to make my own decisions and my own choices. I don't like to be rushed or pushed. So I felt like I was not, like, in control of my body. And the only constant was that I was going to the doctor often. And that's when I got my diagnosis for early onset menopause. I just found out I had all these fibroids, and it was like they just kept growing. And it was like, it wasn't that I didn't go to the doctor before that. It's like I had all these issues after I began birth control. I didn't correlate the two. And I was in a relationship, and I just didn't like how I felt. Had not having control of my period. So I said, you know what? I'm skipping this appointment. I'm not going. It has to be this appointment. It's nothing else. Like, I'm eating the same things. I have the same friends. I'm watching the same. Like, what is it? I wasn't as evolved as I am now, but I was evolved enough to know that that was the indicating factor. I stopped the birth control, I think, like that January. That September, I got pregnant with my daughter.
Wow.
And I was like, I didn't expect that. I didn't even, they were telling me that my body don't work that way. They told me I'm a harvest, I'm a die on the table. My daughter came out fine. She's been sick twice.
Wow.
She's been sick two times her whole life. She's about to be 16 in May. And then after that care plan, after the OBGYN, I'm gonna give it a try again, because the doctor was like, okay, first appointment, birth control, second appointment. I'm like, oh, wait, that's how it goes? After you give birth, you go on birth control? They're like, you have to have birth control. You're gonna get pregnant. I'm like, but I don't wanna get pregnant again. I can control this now. I know what to do. No birth control. They're like, nope, you have to go back on it. I went back on it. I was psycho. I was fine. I tell you right now, I was fine giving birth. Not fine. I mean, I had my whole, like, it was emotional, but I didn't cry. I was so clear after the birth control. My first appointment was 2 weeks after my daughter was born. So, like, I took her with me to the OBGYN. They gave me my first depot shot at the doctor's office with my daughter. I parked the stroller. They gave me a depot shot. By the time I got home and I put my daughter in the rocking chair, I started crying. I couldn't believe that I had a human that I gave birth. Like, it hit me that I was a mother. I was eating the whole 2 weeks with my faja on, going to the supermarket. I am back. No, I got on that birth control, and I lost my mind, and I lost myself. And it wasn't until about 4.5 years after that that I realized, I was like, the birth control, because the mental fog is real.
Yeah,
You
no, the mentally that should make you depressed. And we also as Black women take on so much
so
daily.
much.
And we have so much of our own family trauma inside of us that that shit makes you even more depressed, moody, angry, like
And I
everything.
couldn't put my finger on it the
Suicidal.
whole 4 years. I couldn't put my finger on it. I'm like, everything is fine. I'm in school. I'm paying my bills. I mean, things were hard. I like, and for me, like, for the life of me, I thought it was my baby father. Like, I thought it was him.
I had it wrong. I wanna clarify, because I feel like when we drop, facts on here, I wanna make sure that people are taking in the right information. So earlier I had said that the studies in Puerto Rico. So it was 132 women that they were studying for over a period of 12 months. Five women died, and one of them was from suicide, but they still approved the pill. And they tried to say that the suicide wasn't from the birth control. But we all know that mood swings and all that is,
One of
depression
the
is one of the
major side
main
effects.
side effects of birth control. And if you watch that documentary, B, I'll send it to you too, just for your own, knowledge, information. There was this one scene where, it was a whole congregation of men making a decision on this birth control pill, and there was like five women in the audience, and they stood up and they were like, you guys got all this shit to say basically, but none of y'all asking women. Like, y'all a whole bunch of men making decisions for women when we are the people who are feeling these adverse effects, and we are the people who are on these medications, and we know women who passed away from them, and you're still trying to go through scientific data when there's real life data standing right here. And they kicked them out. Kicked all the women out, and it was just a whole group of men, like they said, a Boston Tea Party basically of men for women's health, making decisions over women's bodies. So this is why,
Can we
it's
take a moment to
important.
appreciate the men that understand the plight that we have and like the men that are in advocacy? I mean, we don't hate men. I wouldn't be here
Oh,
without
I don't
men.
hate, no, right.
Yeah, I would not be here without the black men. I would not
But
be
I don't
doing.
think, but it's not the black man. It's not the black man. Because when you watch,
I'm saying what I'm saying, but I know,
it's
but
the white,
I'm gonna
it's
circle back. But I was gonna say, like, as far as the men species in general, there's a specific corner of males that have dominated this industry for far too long, and it's up to our male counterparts in our four corners to push that agenda for us. We can go as far as we can, but we're gonna need some male advocates that look like us in those spaces.
And I want to say too, like, be careful on the places that you move to as a woman, because these states do not grant us our rights.
Say it again.
And now it's like, I know somebody in Texas that just, got pregnant, and they went across state lines to have an abortion, and they were found out, and now they're trying to like get persecuted and stuff because they
Wow.
went to another state to get an abortion. So like, I know people want to move to different places for whatever reasons, but the main reason is know your rights in these states as women, especially these red states, because they don't care about us.
I was gonna move to Texas this past August, and I'm glad that I didn't for more than one reason. But one of the main reasons that I didn't move was as a conversation I had with my daughter. Because, like, I think not that many people ask me, oh, does your daughter want to move? Like, what does your daughter think about it? Nobody really asks that because she's on what I'm on. But, like, my boyfriend had asked me, he was like, oh, let me want to move. I was like, actually, she says she want to move. She's on what I'm on, but I'm gonna ask her what she thinks about the specific city we're gonna move in. So I get home that day. Actually, this is my boyfriend sometimes. So actually, I get home and I'm like, Lemon, what do you think about Texas? She was like, we don't have rights in certain parts of Texas, but I'm down. And when I tell you that bopped me in between my eyebrows, like it bopped me in my forehead.
Right. Thank you, Lemon.
She said, we don't got rights in certain parts of Texas, but I'm cool. And it wasn't passive aggressive. She was letting me know she's aware, but she's like, "We cool. I'm if with you, I'm safe. I'm letting you know I'm aware that we not good everywhere." And
No,
I'm like,
wow.
"What is true?" And I looked at my neighborhood, I looked at my zip code, and I was like, "I'm right in the middle of the Redbacks."
Where do you live? Where are you?
So I'm in New York. I live in New York
Okay.
right now,
Okay.
unfortunately, but fortunately, and I was moving to Sugar Land, Texas. I was moved. I'm not Houston, where it's black. Not San Antonio, where my people, my gente, because I belong with the Spanishes. No, I was gonna move to Sugar Land because I want to start my life. I want to enter a new tax bracket. I was gonna like this is my year to change my lifestyle. And it was a resounding no. I was met with racism on so many levels, systemically through the bank, financially through the realtor. Like it was a no, all the way across the board from spirit.
And of course, according to your astral cartography, I've been told you Houston wasn't the place for you. But what do I know? What do I know when I look at a birth chart?
What did you look at?
I looked at her birth chart to see where place.
Oh, look at mine and tell me where I'm supposed to be.
I'm supposed to be in
But
Atlanta or LA.
it was a definitely it said Atlanta, and yeah, LA could be one of them. I but
Anything.
I. You know, we could cut this part out, but I feel like things are slow over here in LA.
But it's slowing down because it's the old New York. People left here to slow down. So like they made it a slow down city. It don't gotta be all that.
I don't think it's the slow as in like, I mean, yeah, it's slower pace from New York, but I
I
just
mean the
think
motion.
the businesses are
Yeah,
slowing
the motion. Yeah. Like me,
down.
like I said, I live in New York, so like I'm constantly going. I'm around people who keep going. Like I couldn't be bored if I wanted to these days. But I understand more and more why I'm here. But it's important for me to relegate certain things in my body so that I can reiterate them to my daughter. I've learned more and more the older she gets. I mean, I'm not new to motherhood, but I'm new to this stage. I'm always new to what's going on. And
Every stage is a rite of passage, I feel like, and
absolutely. And she learns more from my
experience
experience than she does from the lessons.
or
So
being
it's less
told.
lectures, more experience. And I don't owe her my panty, but I owe her the transparency. You know what I mean? So like,
To guess her zodiac sign.
oh, that's a fun game.
I can't play.
What's my sign be?
Are you in the beginning, the middle, or the end? That
I don't want to tell you. This is so good because you're never going to guess my sign.
Can I get three tries?
You get two tries.
Why two, three? Let's be fair.
Two, my birthday hasn't passed yet.
Okay.
It's okay. By the end of the episode, you're gonna guess it. I have faith in you.
Let me do a card pull.
Yes, do a card pull. Cause that listen,
You're not a
that
Taurus, are you? Are you a Leo?
I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus. Oh my God,
I told you I had faith in you. I knew I Bluetoothed you.
Are you April, though?
Yeah,
Yeah.
my birthday's next
I'm a
month.
Scorpio, so you know, y'all opposite.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Yes. My best friend Chris is a Taurus.
One of my best friends is a Scorpio,
Oh, wow.
a
That's
November Scorpio, and she's highly annoying.
Oh, she's a November Scorpio too.
But not annoying in the way where she
No,
overplans.
Beyonce's not annoying.
But like I'm not no, I don't. Not I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about my best friend. Like she overplans, and I overworry. So our conversations are equally delusional. Oh my God! Oh my God! I know! Oh my God!
Because at first she was giving me Aries, but I'm like, she's too talkative.
What's your Mercury in?
Mine? My Mercury's in Taurus. I'm a Taurus. My Mercury and my Saturn is in Taurus. It's mad Taurus in my stellium, girl. I'm dead ass. Like, and my big three is Taurus, Cancer.
Mine's Scorpio, Capricorn, and Leo.
That's not random at all, actually.
I'm a Sag Capricorn Leo.
That's
That,
fine.
yeah, that's not random at all to me.
That's
That
fine.
makes sense.
Yo, me and Bianca is fucking, it's weird. Like
It's very weird.
it's so weird how in sync we are. It's like we were like sisters in a past life or something. Or maybe like the same person. I don't fucking know.
I think it's important to have friends you have commonalities with because I think that it's a
It's
different friendship.
way, it's past.
Right.
Oh, it's like
Yes.
weird commonalities though. Like you and I have commonalities, Joe, but this is like
It's a spiritual thing.
it's like
Like,
even
I knew she was pregnant before. Like, it was crazy how I knew you were pregnant.
you know
No,
we
for, yeah, no, yeah.
found we know we met each other on social media, she and I.
Yeah.
So like we are both our favorite colors is purple. We always used to wear purple, red, like purple lipstick. We both had chihuahuas, like
Ew.
just weird little things. Yeah, my baby Kiki.
No, I really I like I've my most fruitful friendships are people who just understand how different I am. And I think that's the beautiful thing about making friends as adults, because when you are your full authentic self, you only attract people on that same wavelength. And I think that we have a lot in common with people we don't even know we have in common with. We don't give them opportunities.
All right, so I pulled the shame card.
Oh.
So I feel like it's saying that we need to release all shame and stigma around being a woman, around our
Yes.
wounds,
Yes.
everything that's brought to bring us down and suppress us. We need to release
Yes.
that and really stand in our liberation and stand in our power and know our bodies. Break the
Absolutely.
shame, break the stigma. And then it says return to source. So return back home, return to your womb. This is a whole dark space right here. We come
Portal.
exactly. Our womb is the portal. We come from darkness. So return to your womb and know your body.
And look how at ease she is toward that portal, toward a dark hole.
And
She's
it's
like
purple.
at the abyss. Like, you know, that's my whole color wheel. And you know what's funny is that before we even hit record,
Very
all
Scorpio color,
I
though.
had said, I was like, this is to obliterate shame. This is to balance out the narrative. Like, I said those words. I wish that we were recording when I said it so that it can. I'm glad that we heard it, because this is a very nuanced topic, and people skim over it because there's so much information.
Yeah. So it
And there's
says
not enough, interaction with experience. And some people with information could come across like shaming. And that's not what we want to do. We want to build a community. And I feel
Right.
like shame is such
Charlotte's
a tool we.
declaration says, I'm protective. And I think that's important because most of us obviously go on birth control to stay protected, right?
Yes.
So we're not, we don't get pregnant and things like that. So spirit is telling us that you're protected regardless if you on birth control or not. You just need to know your body. Return to source, know your body, and you're protected.
That's
Period.
it.
Period.
Yes. Knowing your body is the protection you need.
I like
Ooh.
that.
I
I
like
love
that.
a full circle moment. My favorite color too is purple, y'all. I could be in
Yes.
it.
I
Yes.
can't wait to see you guys. I'm having a sipping C for 7 when I come home. So
When
yeah.
is this, or are you just surprising random date?
I'm not telling y'all when I'm coming home, but I'll tell you.
Is Bianca, is Bianca, is B your plus one for my birthday dinner?
Ooh. Or is it her man?
Oh, my
No,
man's not coming.
Vicky's staying
He's
behind.
coming in. He's coming for Mother's Day. So
Oh,
there's your little clue.
okay. Okay, nice.
All right. Yeah, no. So yeah, I hope you can make it be. It'll be fun. I'm having dinner at the Monkey King on my birthday, the
Wait, what's the
27th.
where's the Monkey King?
It's in Williamsburg, in
Okay,
Brooklyn.
but is that where
Okay.
you live, or are you in Harlem?
I'm in Queens.
Queens. Nice.
Yeah,
I'm
Bianca's
in
in
Jersey City.
Jersey City. My brother's in Jersey City, so when I come to see him, I'll definitely, if you're around,
Okay. It's gonna be a reunion. We're gonna see each other at the Sip and
you
See.
and Harpo.
Yes,
It's gonna be
however.
emotional for me, but
I'm excited. I'm so
oh
excited.
yeah, how are you with interacting with dogs now?
not good.
Okay.
I noticed, and I said this to Ricky yesterday because we have a dog neighbor. And Kiki's like the only dog that Kiki liked over here, and I noticed that ever since he passed away, I don't go outside. Like when I see him outside, I don't go outside. And I'm like, I'll see him from my window, but like I was like, oh, I haven't seen Cody lately. But it's just, and even his friend down the block, like every time I pass, he's looking for Kiko. So it's like,
It's gonna be so weird that you come in without Kiko. Like, it's gonna be so weird.
yeah.
I'm
So
coming with the babies. Oh.
it's so bittersweet, you know.
Oh my God. Like,
I'm
I
coming
hate getting
with us this
emotional about this.
experience.
It is a dog, but it was a person to us, bro. Like, it is insane how impactful his life was. Like, it
Yeah,
killed me.
seriously.
Like, it slays me
But
every
I,
time.
like I said, I know that, God knew, because if I didn't have 7 right now, I don't know what the fuck. And he just started to discover Kiko's bed because I'd never pulled up any of his stuff. So now he's like going in his bed and pulling out his toys and stuff. And did I show you? I showed you the pillow that he got
Yeah,
me.
show me the pillow.
Yeah, so like he'd be like laying on the pillow and like smiling at the pillow and kissing the pillow, and I'm like,
It's just crazy the timing. Like, that Kiko is in seven, period.
oh,
Like, there's no
no.
doubt in my mind
And I
about
think
it.
that's the only thing that gives me like peace.
I yeah, and the people who love you too is like, you're not alone. I mean,
Thank you.
sorry. It's like, you're not alone. Like,
Thank
that's a
you.
spirit comforting you. Like, you were prepared to be a mother long before. Like, you had a companion. You always carried
Me how,
somebody
everybody
like
said, oh, you're a bomb
home
ass
with
mom.
you.
Kiko taught me how to be a bomb ass mom, like for real. So, and it's like
It's
crazy.
so
You know,
crazy to see you without him.
I used to walk down the street with Kiko in his stroller, and now I walk down the street with 7 in his stroller. Like,
It's a complete exchange.
I'm like,
And
the other day, she was like, oh, I don't see you with your dog anymore. And I'm just like, it's,
It's gonna be
and
so
people ask
crazy.
me too, like, do I want to get another one? And like, I love the idea sometimes, but it's a lot of work and not with a baby, and no dog is gonna be like Kiko. And that's because he wasn't a dog. So I feel like the next, if I got a dog, I'll put too much pressure on him. Be like, oh, well, Kiko used to do, bitch, I'm not Kiko.
I mean, but just energy wise, period. I don't interact with dogs the same either. Because I'm like, Kiko would never. Like, if I be looking at dogs and they ratchet and ghetto, like, y'all be jumping on the furniture and shit. Like, I could not. So we go, and he said right now, Kiki, he said, right, you know what I mean? I'm used to an obedient dog. Y'all dog is ratchet. So, like, I don't really care for four line creatures anymore.
That's how
Like,
I'm starting to feel about people's kids. When I'm with people and their kids, I'm in my head, I'm like, my
oh, you
son,
a mother now. Oh, now you a mother.
I'm
Because
like, my son would never, because
I
especially
only like a
my
certain,
son.
I only like certain kids.
But for real. And I'm like, I don't know. Seven is,
Don't
oh, he's so chill.
vibe with them.
He's so this, he's so that. I'm like, yeah, Seven don't act like that. Like, that's because Seven acts like he though.
Don't poorly
Thank
behave
you
those around those
guys.
people.
I love you guys so much.
Thank
Thank
you
you for
so
always
much.
holding space for me and loving
Yeah.
me and being on this journey with me. Lord, I'm
It's
happy
a,
you guys got to
we're
talk to me.
lifers. We're lifers. But you
Yes,
know,
we are
this is
lifers.
good. Yeah, this is good for the journey. Like this is to show people that like knowing yourself is not a one day thing. It's a process. And like you said, be aligning yourself with like-minded individuals that keep your steel sharpened, and you know, and being a ha having a teachable spirit will always put you on the forefront, you know. So I just hope that the listener is just be encouraged with my sisterhood, be encouraged with self-knowing, but also be encouraged to second guess the doctors because they second guess us all the time.
All the time, like, you know, it's okay to go home and sleep on something. You know, it's okay to not have to make a decision right away. You're not, oh, you don't always have to, you know, have a rebuttal or anything back. Just go home and sleep on it. Let, you know, commune with your ancestors, pray on it, and see what spirit tells you, and you move according to your spirit, not according to what these doctors tell you.
I'm so glad you said that because they prey on our impulse. Because we're at the clinic, it was so long for this
Pressure. It's
appointment.
pressure.
Yeah, it's like they're like you another appointment 3 minutes away. You gotta do it now. And I'm like if I have so and so, I'm gonna have it for one more day. I'm gonna pray about it. Not gonna get rid of it today with giving me medicine. You know what I mean? Like
Right.
please, let me go talk about. Let me go to my board of directors. Let me talk to my
Exactly.
neighbor.
Let me talk to
The
to my
tribe.
staff members,
Hey,
my tribe, and my
where's my
brain.
board of directors? I'll get back to you. Like. I will get back to you.
All right, ladies. I love you guys. You
Bye.
know it's about to be 7 o'clock over there, and y'all got things to do, people to see, places to go, have fun. I know it's nasty over there. Y'all go on dates and things and stuff. Look at y'all. Look at y'all. We here.
I mean, I don't have a date, but I have an outing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my man don't get out of work until 10 o'clock, so
My
that's
man not
whole hours.
here either, so it's just me.
It's whole hours. When he come out, it's whole hours. So he be wanting to do like one or two things, and I be like, there. There's something open. Take me to dinner first.
Well, enjoy the rest of y'all Saturday. I guess we'll have this episode up by Wednesday.
Yeah. No, I'll do it by Tuesday and I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you, B, for popping my woman's health cherry, you know, because I really wanted you on for so long, but I've just been talking about baby shit this whole time on Coochie Conversation. So you've been my first woman's health segment. So thank you for that.
Yes, I'm so
I
excited.
love
And we got to have you
you.
back too. We got
Yes.
to have you back because I wanted you to come on to talk about like public image, but we just went a whole different route.
Yeah,
And
I want to talk about
yeah.
entrepreneurship and, you
Yeah,
know,
but
like
public image, like
all
how
that.
you present and like how do you pick your image? Like how, you know, how, you know what I mean? Because you are, that's your industry, but also like you can decide your public persona and what's outward facing, like, you know, and the balance between what you keep for people, what you keep for your media, because we go back and forth all the time about what to put, what to post.
Yeah, I'm
Content.
in a weird stage now of like rebranding, and I'm trying to
Yeah.
figure out how I want to rebrand myself. So it's the phase I'm in.
Oh
Go
yeah,
ahead. I'm here to
oh
chat.
wait. We gotta do some shameless plugs. So Bianca has her latest book out called Rest in Me Phase, and it's available on her website. It's biancabee.com. Am I doing good?
Yeah, and
Yes,
Amazon.
and Amazon. This is her third book, so definitely check her out. She also has a podcast. It's Bianca B Podcast. She got Bomb Cosmetics. Yeah, so go check her
I
out.
was gonna ask you where you got the eyeshadow from,
And a little
because
shameless plug, I'm in the book, but yeah,
yes, she is.
I'm in the book. So it's my first little book feature.
Yeah. I wish
Oh yeah,
Thank
I
you
gotta
so
order my
much.
copy because I can't do nothing. As you can see, Seven's all over my laptop every day. Yeah, so I need to order a hard copy because I can only read hard copy books in front of him. So yeah, I love you guys. Enjoy the rest of y'all
Oh my
day. I
God.
will be talking to you guys, you know, how we do.
Yeah. Bye, boo.
Bye.
Pleasure meeting you. Can't wait to meet you in
Of course.
person.
We met at the baby shower, but it was briefly.
Okay.
I was frying fish.
Yeah,
But
right. Yeah.
oh, she was like, okay,
Exactly. So
But
we'll all do something.
I'll see you in a few weeks when Bianca gets here. What day, Bianca? What day?
Before Mother's Day.
I'll
Okay.
try.
Love
You
y'all.
coming Easter? You coming Easter? Is that when you coming?
It's
Oh, I don't know.
Easter.
Good thing that's
I don't think. No, I'm not coming
okay.
Easter.
Okay.
Got it. Bye. Bye.